I believe that the notion that the intricate biological structures of the world bubbled up from a prebiotic brew and that ideas are an aftereffect of a meaningless, random material flux is the most sterile and stultifying notion in the history of human thought. It inspired all the reductionist futilities of the 20th century, from the obtuse materialism of Marx to the pagan worship of a static material environment, from the Freudian view of the brain as a thermodynamic machine to the zero-sum Malthusian panic over population, treating people more as mouths than as minds. Gilder concluded that Darwinism is a retrograde retreat to 19th-century materialist superstitions, which delude our students that they are learning the facts of science, when instead they are imbibing the consolations of a faith-driven materialist myth. In their schools and lives, they deserve some intelligent design. By intelligent design, Gilder obviously did not mean a designed economy. According to an essay posted on the Ludwig von Mises Institute blog in 2004, the core of the argument against intelligent design is that it deserves no credibility because it is neither proven nor provable. However, that argument has an important social parallel. Is it provable that the government, whose only superiority is in the use of coercion, advances Americans' general welfare by its intrusion in every area of life? If not, should we believe in relying on it to make ever more of our choices for us? The author, Gary Gallas, called unwarranted government intrusion intelligent government design, and argued that we should surely not teach such unproven ideas in our schools. This is not what ID theorists mean by intelligent design, and this is not what George Gilder means by it either. Intelligent design simply means that features of the world that appear to be designed may actually be designed. It is Darwinism, not ID, that encourages the sort of government interference that conservatives abhor. It is ID, not Darwinism, that encourages openness to what Gilder calls the true source of creativity and wealth, because if design is real, then there must be a designer. A Book You're Not Supposed to Read. From Darwin to Hitler by Richard Weikart. New York, Palgrave Macmillan, 2004. Chapter 15. Darwinism's War on Traditional Christianity. Guess what? The three major branches of the Christian tradition share the conviction that human beings were made by design, a conviction Darwinism denies. Darwinist university professors claim that Christianity should be in cultural zoos and that the Pope is a corpse in a funny hat wearing a dress. Taxpayers' money is now being used to promote religious denominations that approve of Darwinism. On October 21, 2005, Cornell University Interim President Hunter R. Rawlings III delivered the annual State of the University Address to trustees and faculty.